This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
Ethan Orr, candidate for the Pima Community College Governing Board. That's your business. That's your deal. That's your jam already. But should you sit on the PCC board? Let's just start out this way, Ethan Orr. You were on a couple weeks ago. People know who you are after a long history of public service in our community. But anything you were listening to in the green room that you thought that was interesting or that you share an interest in regarding the role of PCC in developing our economy and workforce development?
Well, Zach, again, thank you for letting me back on the show. It's always a treat to be here, and it's always a treat to go into the details and really have a balanced and intelligent conversation. So I did enjoy listening to the conversation that you had with Paul right before, and I always appreciate a vision, a well-articulated vision. But one thing that really struck me in terms of executing that vision, as a community, we've got to start ensuring, and we're doing some of it, we've got to do the little things right. It's the little foxes that spoil the vineyard. And so I was thinking of the analogy when we're talking about this broad vision of where do we go in 2034, which we need to do. If I were to get in a car with my family and say, we're all going to New York, that's an exciting trip and it's a great trip. But if I haven't changed the oil in 3 years, if I haven't checked the tire pressure, if I may or may not have put gas in the car, that trip becomes problematic. And so it's the little things, executing little things right in accordance with a vision that really changes our community. So example, you mentioned the freeway, and I say this out of a sense of optimism, not negativity, but optimism. You talk about the airport, and Paul is absolutely right. The airport is a central hub. We've got to make that work. We've got to build out our infrastructure. So about 20 years ago, we built Keno Parkway, and transportation said, we're going to get people very quickly. We're going to move them from the airport to downtown and the university. The tech park is a fabulous idea. But when we executed it, planning and zoning didn't coordinate with transportation. So we built a parkway and then you zone 500 houses on either side and now you got a bunch of stoplights. And so when I talk about a vision, you have to execute that vision and you have to execute it with detail and precision in order to make it work.
It related to, and I'm happy to jam on whatever you want to jam on, Ethan, but I know you're 3 weeks out from an election, and so I imagine you probably want to pull this back to that, and so I want to do that for you if that's where you want to go. But what are the small foxes that ruin the hen house in your neck of the woods, Ethan, or in terms of Pima Community College? What are some of the micro details? What are some of the things that you'd love to shore up should you sit on that seat?
Well, I think the thing, and this is what made me so effective when I was in the state legislature, is going through the budget line by line. You have to know the budget because your budget is truly a reflection of your real values. And you know, one book that I really try and not only live by, but govern by, is The Power of Habit. So we have organizational habits, we have personal habits, and they were either created unconsciously through unconscious bias, or we just do stuff, or we very deliberately did that. So if you look at communities in our area, Gilbert Davidson, when he was, and we went through this, when he was city manager of Marana, and Marana is a town that is well-run, it is run in, for the most part, excellence, all of those habits were purposely formed at the staff level. And so that's the kind of thinking we need to be doing. When I talk about Pima College, and this is the exciting thing, we can do it. Pima College really is the key to workforce development. We talk about bringing companies in, expanding local businesses. You still have 80 to 90% of your jobs are in the local economy. So I look at workforce development and Pima College. There are 25,000 jobs in the trades, healthcare, construction, automotive, that don't have the proper skill set match. In fact, and I know we talked about this last time, Achieve 60 said, if I can align those, my business training needs with my educational performance, I can generate an additional $6.7 billion in the Arizona economy. Now, the key to that, we talk about what brings companies in and why companies are important. Companies like Caterpillar and Raytheon are important for the jobs they produce, but also because of two other things, the multiplier effect. So if I have a job at the university or at Raytheon, I go out and I go to Starbucks, hopefully I go to a local coffee shop downtown, and I buy local. And that creates, for every tech job that comes in, you generate 6.2 other jobs supporting it. The other thing, and if you look particularly at Raytheon, is the supply chain. So Advanced Ceramic and some of these companies that feed into the supply chain, and now you're creating more multipliers. The way that you create those linkages, again, is a well-trained and successful workforce.
Correct. 100%. 100%. That's where I was hoping you were. I was forecasting where I thought that should go, and you went there. You know, we talk about roads and infrastructure. Mm-hmm. We talk about education. We talk about all those factors. Super important. I have been surprised, Ethan, when I talk to the men and women who either bring companies to Tucson or ask companies to stay and grow in Tucson, I am amazed that the top thing those companies are looking for is talent.
Yes.
Talent drives all market decisions. You got to have good roads, good education, good services to keep them here, mm-hmm. to make it a thriving community. It's not that those things aren't important, but we often think that that these companies, that these organizations, that multiplier effect is driven by these things. They're on the list too, but far below what I've been told is talent.
Yes.
You got to have a good workforce, makes the dream work. And again, these are from the men and women who are working with these companies every day to say, come to Tucson, grow in Tucson, stay in Tucson. You hear the same thing, I'm sure.
Talent, absolutely, Zach. Talent is the most important thing.
And by talent, we mean workforce.
Workforce, yes. Yeah. And the other thing that's exciting about that is you create a virtuous cycle where talent begets businesses, begets opportunity,
that's right.
begets an actual career path for people. But I think we're at the cusp of real opportunity in this city. The reason for that, if you look at industries that are new or immature, and this is an economic development theory, like the automotive industry back at the turn of the century up until the 50s and 60s, they're highly centralized. Detroit. That's where all the cars are made. 80% of the cars were made in Detroit up until the 50s. And then as the industry matures, it spreads out. So now you're manufacturing cars in Tennessee, overseas. So you look at the tech companies, Silicon, and there's really two areas that Tucson should be trying to play in because they're so big in emerging and maturing industries. Biotech, Boston is a perfect example, but then also high-tech Silicon Valley.
That's right.
At this point, both of those industries are highly concentrated, but what you're starting to see, and I think COVID, one of the benefits, maybe the only benefit, but one of the benefits of COVID is that process of maturing has been accelerated and exacerbated by COVID. So now you start having these workers. And if you look at the rent in San Francisco, it's actually dropped by almost 28% because all of a sudden people are like, I thought I had to be here. Companies said, I thought I had to be here because of the market thickness.
Yes.
And we're starting to realize, no, I didn't. And
That's right.
Is what we first started to do as economic developers when the internet came on. It just didn't have the bandwidth yet. Huh. Where I can now live in Tucson and program in Silicon Valley. And so you're seeing a maturing of these industries. And as a city, that's where our quality of life can really capture those workers, but also where we link them into the tech parks and the University of Arizona and aggressively recruit them.
Boom. Ethan Orr, this is the one thing that we didn't get to with Vice Mayor Paul Cunningham that I really wanted to.
Absolutely.
This is the vision I share. Ethan, we didn't coordinate on this before. This is completely organic and fresh here today, Ethan. But this is the vision of Tucson that I wish we communicated, that I wish we said at high levels of public and private sector, if we had that 2-minute pitch and we all spoke the same message and we all pitched in and we all branded it outside of the rooms we talk in behind closed doors, and this was the message, the sky is the limit for this community. PCC is so important.
Yes.
Ethan, we've got about 2.5 minutes left. You're running against Kat Ripley.
Yes.
Ballots are ballots because people have a decision. They got two bubbles.
They got two bubbles.
What do they need to know about you? Why you over Kat Ripley? I know you don't want, I'm not asking you to go negative, but it's a choice.
It's a choice.
2 minutes. Why you?
Well, I'll be very clear. Not only did I grow up here, but I have successfully worked with every part of this community. I've done what I'm talking about. Anyone can say vision. I've done it for over 20 years. I have brought businesses here. I have created programs. When you walk into a grocery store and you see someone that is developmentally disabled working in that store, I set up that program with the Beacon Group. I have worked with industry. Pima College, I worked with Pima College to bring businesses here. I was a student at Pima first. As soon as I got my master's in 2000, because I wanted to give back, I went and I've been teaching at Pima and the University of Arizona for the past 20 years because of it. When you look at the vision that I have for Pima, this is also been honed from years of experience. I work with the trades and the tech industry, with the JTET. I got them additional funding from the state legislature to get those kids in there, and adult workers, adult learners, with the skill set they need, create a stackable certificate that I can either go and work at a good job, or I can turn that into associates. I work at the University of Arizona now, creating pathways to get those Pima students into the U of A. And then also, when you talk about state funding, I was the one in the legislature, by working across the entire state, not only did I protect our $8 million in baseline funding, but I increased funding for adult education by $4.5 million. So you look at the 2 years I was in the legislature, because I was able to work across aisle, across the state, and do it for our community in the style of an old school politician like a Mo Udall or Barry Goldwater, who I got Pima an additional $25 million. I resolved the conflict they had with Santa Cruz County, and that has been working, functioning extraordinarily well for over 7 years now. And so if you look at what I've been doing at the U of A, in addition to supporting our students, in addition to working with our businesses, I've also created a relationship with all of the community colleges around the state. So I walk in ready on day one, but also with relationships to restore that funding. When I lost in 14 in the legislature, all of that funding went away. I want to bring it back.
Ethan Orr for PCC Governing Board. Thank you so much.
Zach, thank you.
Tucson, we'll be back same time, same place Wednesday. Stay well.